Welcome back to the Silver and Black Today here on Raider Nation Radio 920. A little Mr. Edward Van Halen bringing us back in. You're listening to Q and Scott. We are talking Raiders football. Again, thanks to Therese Paylor from Yahoo Sports for joining us. And it's that time of the day when the clouds clear, the sky brightens, and everything before you makes a lot more sense because it's time for the Q-tip.
I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
You know, today we're going to talk about something, and we never know what direction this is going to go. This segment is one of those that I may just go off the rails. I may rant about something. I may talk about something that means a lot. Who knows? There's always some weird direction that I'm going to go in. But today, it's a little sad, the news that I'm going to talk about. And Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network, I believe he had it first. He put it out earlier this morning about Raiders running back William Stanback. And I don't know if this guy is going to make the team. I don't know if he's going to make the practice squad. I don't know what he's going to do. But the news that Tom Pelissero put out earlier this morning really just touched my heart. So I just wanted to touch on it myself is on this show. And the tweet that he put out was, Raiders running back William Stanback has returned to camp after the passing of both of his parents. Dad William Sr. died on July 21st from bladder cancer, and his mom Patricia on July 30th from a heart attack. That is 9 days if you're trying to do the math. 9 days. In the span of 9 days, William Stanback lost both of his parents. Now, I know in life we all deal with adversity. I've dealt with adversity. Scott, you've dealt with adversity. Everyone has dealt with adversity. But, man, that's a tough pill to swallow right there. July 21st to July 30th, 9 days, William Stanback lost both of his parents. Just heart-wrenching. Just my heart felt like it dropped in my chest when I read that. And again, I don't know if he's going to make the team. I don't know what everything is going to, you know, shake out for him. But for him to, you know, pick his head up, try to get back, in a good sense of mind and get to camp and even compete for a job tells you a lot about that young man.
It really does. And we heard last week during John Gruden's press conference, he had talked about some of the challenges with guys that were out. And he mentioned a running back who was out for personal reasons. And he didn't expand on that because it wasn't any of our business at the time. But clearly now we know it was about Stanback. And of course, he played in the CFL. And Yeah, I mean, these are the kind of things where, you know, sports are life, I always say, because everything that happens to you, and you see a guy like this come out, he's coming back out chasing his dream despite losing both his parents in that short period of time. You're right that he may not make the team, right? The chances that he does are very slim. But I will tell you that the character shown by this young man to come back amidst that, how many of you out there could say that you would do the same thing? I mean, It's incredible, Q, and I appreciate you mentioning him because it's the grief, but he's clearly channeling that grief into something positive, and you got to love that in a human being.
You know, and that's what you got to do. You know, when you deal with adversity, when you deal with loss, when you deal with a lot of different things in life, it's how you rebound from that. You know, we're all going to have our pitfalls, but how do you pull yourself back up? You know, and obviously he's trying to put his best foot forward and make it happen. And so again, you know, I know the Raiders were on Hard Knocks last year. This would have been a great, you know, little story on Hard Knocks to kind of follow, you know what I mean? And I know that they're not on it this year, but that's the kind of story that I would like to follow. I'd like to see what a guy like William Stanback dealing with this kind of adversity, how he can, you know, bounce back and try to compete for a job and use that energy, use that hurt to try to get that spot, you know, solidify that spot. This is one of those guys that now I'm rooting for him. You know what I mean? Because it's deeper than just football. I'm just rooting for him to be successful and, like I said, put his best foot forward and make it happen just because everything that he's gone through and what he's battling back from.
Well, and I know many, many folks out in Raider Nation who've experienced loss in their life at all, you can relate to that. And that's why when you see a story like that, it touches you personally. And I know that everybody can relate to that. So thank you. And also, we also heard Lynn Bowden Bowden Jr.'s grandmother passed away from COVID-19. We want to give him and his family the best wishes as well. So just a tough week, but like you said, Q, it's how you bounce back. All right, we're going to go back out on the phone lines and hear from Raider Nation. We're going to go out and it's